The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, we've heard about things like hand sanitizers being sold out in shops. So where are we in terms of shipments coming in from places like China? Have they been held up and will our shops and shelves be massively impacted? Liam Geraghty has been chatting with those waiting for the products coming in from the high seas.
So obviously over the last, you know, decade or so, China has become the workshop of the world.
That's Graham Parker, founder and CEO of Containers, spelt with a K.
You know, those kind of boring steel ocean containers that you see on ships and driving along on trucks are actually the cornerstone of global trade. They're relatively new technology as such as well. They only came into being in the 60s and 70s. And if you look at the upturn in global trade in the 70s and 80s, which was really dramatic, a lot of that was put down to ocean shipping. For the first time, instead of having your cargo just poured into the belly of a ship, you now have the ability to be able to ship your product in a confined space from A to B anywhere in the world. Over 93% of the world's cargo starts its life in these ocean containers. So as you look around the room, the TV, the table, the chairs, they would all have started their life most likely in an ocean container.
While they may not be the most exciting things to look at, shipping containers bring us the world in a steel box. The quantity of goods carried by containers has risen from around 102 million metric tons in 1980 to about 1.83 billion metric tons in 2017.
Coming from Asia, huge vessels call it all the main ports in Asia, many ports in China, and then in Southeast Asia as well, such as Singapore, for example.
Aidan Lawler works for Johnson Stevens Ireland, agent for Yang Ming, the 10th biggest shipping container line in the world.
The vessels then come to Northern Europe. Our cargo would discharge from the vessels in Rotterdam, and then it would be transferred into Ireland on a smaller vessel from Rotterdam to Dublin, Cork and Belfast. The typical journey from port to port coming into Ireland is probably 5 to 6 weeks.
And so for folks who are born in the year of the rat, let's take a look at what this year the Chinese horoscope says will be happening for you. So according to...
Chinese New Year is, it's a week-long holiday, primarily in China, but affects other parts of Asia as well. I suppose what people don't realise is that many of the factories are closed for a lot more than a week. Factories could be closed for several weeks because employees go home for maybe 2 weeks. They take annual holidays in addition to the Chinese New Year. So in normal times, factories would close for several weeks. What's happened on this occasion, of course, is because the spread of coronavirus coincided with the Chinese New Year. People simply didn't come back from holiday. They were told not to, perhaps, or they just decided not to come back. So the result is that most of the factories didn't reopen, and probably most of them aren't fully operational at the moment. The indications are that most areas in China are now back to normal, but whether all of the employees have come back from the distant parts of China is still uncertain. And I think you could take it that production levels are still way below the normal capacity at this time of year.
Yes, of course, it's a disruption to us, but again, we planned in advance of the lunar Asian market.
That's Maurice Healy, chief executive of the Healy Group, who import about 15 million euro worth of ingredients for pharmaceutical and nutritional products every year. Maurice says that while the virus is undoubtedly causing delays in shipping, he sees it as being a short-term problem.
We would safely say that this problem will be resolved in the next 4 to 6 weeks, particularly for exports out of China. And remember, I'm not dealing at this at a medical sense. I'm dealing this at a practical production sense. We are recognising that a lot of our production are beginning to actually begin to export again. So therefore, we don't see a problem with it, certainly after the next 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm Noel O'Grady and I'm Sales Director for SunGard in Ireland.
SunGard deals with disaster recovery and business continuity. I wondered what Noel thought businesses had learned from SARS and MERS in the past.
Yeah, I think with the larger businesses, they developed pandemic plans, which is another version of business continuity planning. The difficulty with these plans is because the event keeps changing from day to day, what you actually need to do with the third party is you need to plan day to day, which means you may need to complete a risk assessment on a daily basis and then adapt what you're doing and decisions you're making as you go. So you do have kind of a pandemic response, but it is crisis planning. So it's more about training your leadership how to deal with a crisis than having a prescriptive plan.
Back with Graeme Parker for the final word.
You know, I think supply chains overall have been very resilient. I think some of the best minds in supply chain are working super hard now on solutions to try, if it's not to ramp up and air freight products in from China, it's to look at other options to fulfill product refillment in the short term.
Liam Garrity reporting there.